Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be reviewing Hard Candy, starring Patrick Wilson and Elliot Page. This movie was crazy and disturbing on so many levels, and I'm going to give you all my thoughts right after this quick break. I knew nothing about this film going into it. My wife and I and her brother, we were just at home, just flipping through Amazon Prime, and we found it, and we thought it sounded interesting, so we decided to watch it. It's listed on IMDb as a drama slash thriller, but for me, it was a horror film. Just because of the dread and the uncomfortable nature of the subject matter, and also just the disturbing actions of the characters in this film really put it, I think, into the realm of horror. So the setup is that Elliot Page plays a 14-year-old girl that meets the Patrick Wilson, who plays a 32-year-old photographer. They meet on an internet chat room. And they decide to meet in person at a coffee shop. So they go there, and they meet in person, and, it's a very awkward and uncomfortable scene. You know, it's just right at the beginning. It's super uncomfortable just because, you know, it comes out, their ages come out, you know, the age difference. He's 18 years older than she is. She's only 14 years old. And it just makes you feel so uncomfortable that, you know, they're, both kind of flirting back and forth, and, you know, like he's trying to be nice to her, and he says stuff like, oh, you look older than your age, you act older than your age, and stuff like that. And it just makes you super uncomfortable. Eventually, you know, they end up flirting, and they mention, oh, maybe we should go back to, you know, his house. So they end up getting into the car and driving to this remote house. And the whole time that this is going on, this feeling of dread just keeps building, you know, because the director really takes his time to show you the process. And just that slow build, that slow dread of, you know, having this extended scene in the coffee shop, and then, you know, showing them get in the car, and then this long kind of like beginning of The Shining-esque drive up to this house. And it's just the feeling of dread just keeps building and building through the slow process of them actually getting to the house. You know, and this whole time you're just kind of preparing yourself something for really, really bad to happen. And you're preparing yourself to watch that, to see that on screen. But what you're not prepared for is the fact that the bad stuff is going to happen to Patrick Wilson. This is going to happen to him. It's not going to happen to her. He's going to go through the trauma and through some very, very dire situations. So they get to the house and they get drunk. And, you know, there's more flirting, and it just keeps getting more and more uncomfortable as, you know, as the film goes on, because, you know, you're expecting, you know, oh, is this guy going to rape her? Is he going to torture her? Or, you know, what's he going to do to this girl? Is he gonna kill her and stuff? But as they're drinking, Elliot Page's character puts something in Patrick Wilson's drink, and you know, they're dancing, and he's a photographer, so he's like having her model for him, and it's just super uncomfortable. And eventually, you know, he gets what was in his drink kind of kicks in, and he passes out. And then he wakes up tied to a chair, and that's when all the craziness begins. Is that this whole time it's been the reverse. You thought Patrick Wilson was trying to seduce Elliot Page and this and that and take her back to his house and do some horrible things to her, but then it switches and you realize that she has been courting him in a sense to kind of get him into this situation so that she can punish him for being a pedophile. And it's just really disturbing and very uncomfortable what she puts him through. Even though he is a pedophile, he's undoubtedly a creep, at the very least. And he should go to jail or, do whatever happens to him, whatever you think happens to should happen to pedophiles. Like, he definitely deserves it, but that doesn't make the stuff that she puts him through any less uncomfortable for us to watch her do. And just the performances from both these main characters, they're really the only two characters in the film. There's some other peripheral characters that don't really have a lot to do. And they don't really interact with them that much. But once they get to this house, it's essentially just an extended conversation for the rest of the film between these two characters. And Patrick Wilson, he plays this desperation and terror and fear so well, and it gets to a point where he comes to a point of acceptance of what's happening to him and what's gonna happen to him. And you find out a little bit about his backstory that maybe, he was abused a little bit as a kid, sexually abused as a kid by his aunt, and it's not really played to explain away why he is the way he is. It's kind of, I in my opinion, it made me feel more empathy for him, which made the fact that the stuff that Elliot Page is doing to him, it just made it that much more disturbing, that and that much more I don't want to say heartbreaking, because this guy really is a creep and really is a loser, and you don't it's this film challenges you because it makes you feel empathy and sympathy for a pedophile. And that's just the mark of a great script, great direction, great performances, because you don't want to feel that way. But the way that the story unfolds, the way that it plays out, you really do feel for him in certain moments. But he's a pedophile. You can't let that off the hook. You can't let him off the hook at all. And Patrick Wilson plays that character very well in all of these different situations that she's putting him in. And Elliot Page is equally as good, but a little more over the top. She was 17 when she made this film. Well, I guess I said he was 17 when he was playing this girl character in this film. And some of the things that she does, the character, are just a little not as believable as the film wants them to be. You really have to suspend your disbelief a lot when it comes to, oh, how did she set this up, and how has she not gotten caught, and this and that. It's a little bit not as believable as the film wants you to believe them to be, but it's still he still gives a very strong performance. So overall, I guess it's a well-made film. The performances, the directing, the editing is in certain moments is very frantic, and it really makes you feel the suspense in these certain situations. The dialogue is great. The conversations that they have back and forth with each other are excellent and believable. However, I would have to put this film into a category like Requiem for a Dream or Martyrs that I really appreciate the craftsmanship, but I have no desire to see this film again. I saw it. I'm glad I saw it because it's well made and it's well acted, well directed, and everything well written. But it's just so disturbing and so, you get that gross feeling in the pit of your stomach that you don't. It's not. I said it at the beginning of this episode that it's a horror film. It's not a horror film in the fact that you get scared or that, there's jump scares or there's lots of surprises. After the setup is put in place, you pretty much know how the film's gonna go. But it does do a very good job of creating this sense of dread throughout the whole film, this uncomfortable feeling, this bad energy just kind of washes over you the whole time you're watching this film. And I don't necessarily like films like that. I appreciate that, the directors and the writers and the characters, the actors, they can make me feel that emotion. Any art, any film, any music, anything like that that makes you feel a certain emotion, whoever created that art is definitely talented and did a good job at what they're doing to make you feel that way. Because any if you watch, there's plenty of movies out there where you watch it, and you don't feel anything. You're just it's just kind of there. You experience it, the movie's over, and then you forget about it. This is not one of those films. It definitely makes you feel. It brings up emotions in you that you might not necessarily want to reckon with, and that's the mark of a well-made film, is if someone can do that. If a filmmaker or actors or whatever, if they a writer, director, if they can do that, if they can bring up emotions in you, then you know that the film is well made, that it's successful in doing what it's trying to do. But because those feelings are so hard to deal with, and because those feelings make you feel so uncomfortable, it's just a film that I just have no desire in ever seeing again. So those are my final thoughts. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe here for new episodes, and check me out on Twitter at SMG Reviews. Or on my film blog at 1001filmblog.wordpress.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.